explain your Game of Thrones viewing policy to the listeners.
I don't watch. I think I talked about this before, but I don't like to watch shows once a week. It really bothers me that I know it's kind of like a generational thing, or this new generation's like now. I want entertainment now. I am part of that. I don't want to wait a week to see an episode, so I'm going to wait like 6 months until it's all over, and I'm going to watch it all at once.
But isn't... So you're delaying gratification for the awesomeness of the one-week viewing time you'll get out of watching all of the episodes together?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
And how do you avoid like people doing spoilers and shit like that?
Well, up until now, it wasn't really an issue because I read the books.
Oh, shit.
And so I knew everything that was happening up until this point.
Okay.
Now I'm a little concerned because shit's going to start popping off. And it's
are you
gonna
seeing
be new
little
stuff.
Hints and stuff? And like,
not really. I've been trying to keep... It's hard because like, I've been trying to like look at the Twitter and stuff and people talk about it. And then one of our co-podcasts is specifically about Game of Thrones. And so that's kind of an issue. But I'll just do my best to avoid it. I got other things to occupy me.
See, I really want to ask you about a couple things. Like, I want to ask if they're in the book, if they're in the show, because now you're getting into the new material. And by the way, my voice sounds terrible because I'm sick as shit. But can I, like, kind of sort of hint around some stuff from this first episode?
Sure.
Okay. Do they talk about Rickon and warging at all?
No.
They don't?
No, I haven't heard Rickon around in a while.
Okay, like, what about Benjen Stark? Have they found him in the books?
No.
So they haven't gotten to that time travel bullshit?
Time travel?
It's not really time traveling. No. No, like, so in the show, in this episode, it's fucked up. They do two things. One thing's shitty thing with Dorne, but I'm not going to give anything of that. With Dorne.
Oh, Dorne.
I'm not going to ruin that, but, like, in the show, and this is first 5 minutes of the show, 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But they, finally we see Rickon and the wildling girl. I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name either.
But it turns out they found Benjen Stark, and, like, they're warging back into the past and, like, trying to stop all these events.
What do you mean, warging back in the past?
Like, so you warg into animals.
Like, crow people?
Yeah, so, okay. Like, you can warg into animals, but instead they're warging into people in the past, and they're, like, trying to correct, like, things that have gone wrong. Like,
what?
Eddard Stark, like, they go there, and they warg into some people, and it looks like their face, but it's actually other people. And it's kind of neat because...
That sounds dumb.
Well, it is dumb, but then people, I've read in an article, I hate it. It's a dumb aspect.
Yeah,
why bring time travel in there? But but I've saw people online that... They went back and looked at these episodes, and you can see actors that resemble who's playing Rickon and Benjen Stark
so
in those places.
That.
So they do this from the beginning. Huh. So,
well, I know that George R. Martin was like consulting because he knew that it would come to this point where the television show would surpass the book. So I think he has been a consultant this whole time. And I know that he did say that if he died or if something happened to him, he has told key bits of information to certain people. I don't know, show producers, or things like that. So if he does die before he finishes the series, I guess they know the direction that it's heading in.
So from the beginning, they inputted these two characters in these past scenarios or whatever. It's stupid as shit. They were in that scene. They're also in the scene where...
I don't like time travel. Time travel's dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Did you hear the stuff about the Red Woman? I'm not going to give spoilers with her.
I saw some pictures of someone was posting a meme where she like was old, but I don't really know what happened there. Don't say. I see a look on your face.
Okay,
when you say some shit.
It's just warging shit too.
Did she warg?
Yeah,
she
apparently got like she's a.
Is she a warg?
What's a warg?
I don't know. You keep saying
no warging means looking into the animals. You can project into people and shit like that. Remember,
that's
he did it for
warg is a verb.
It's a verb, yeah. You know, it's not this way in the book.
I don't even remember. I thought, like, if you were a warg...
No. This is warging into something. So you go into a crow or that he went into Hogar or
what
whatever.
Is it
Hodor.
Called? What are those people called?
I don't know. Wargers? I don't know.
No, it's a warg.
Is that what it is? Okay.
That's what I assumed it would be.
Well, now it turns out Daenerys is a warger, and she's been warging into the Red Woman the whole time.
Wait.
Like, the whole time. It's just a fucking stupid reveal. I shouldn't say anything.
You dickhole.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I didn't want you to say.
It's so fucking ridiculous. I mean, this episode was just awful. Like, it was... I'm not going to say the Dorne stuff,
what
but that was just so
hell?
Stupid.
Why would you say that? Now I got to think about things.
And they're, like, adding comedy elements and shit, too. Like I'm not going to say what happens to Jon Snow, and nothing really happens to him, but, like, the... the brothers or whatever go after the Onion Knight, and then Jon Snow's...
What brothers?
The Wall, the Crows, go after the Jon Snow loyalists. And the Jon Snow loyalists, they throw... They call it, like, gum fruit, but it's essentially bananas on the ground. And you've got, like, the...
And they slip on bananas.
And they're slipping on bananas, and it's almost like a Benny Hill thing. And they're slipping around in the snow and just going left and right.
I think I'm done with Game of Thrones. I don't think I'm going to watch it anymore.
I mean, it's...
That sounds terrible.
The time travel thing is pretty messed up. And then...
Warging.
Yeah, and then some pretty important people die. And some pretty... Well, I shouldn't say
what
one important
fuck?
Person dies.
Stop talking. Why do you keep saying this shit?
But it just... It's
Why
kinda,
are you doing this to me?
It's kind of shitty. They're focusing on, like, the stone men and crap like that.
Who are
so.
The stone men?
They're
those guys with the...
The disease and everything.
The disease people?
Yeah. Like,
Thought they were all, like, savages and stuff.
Well, I think it does that. It ruins your mind. But now they're having... apparently, they developed their own language and shit. And, like, they're trying to take over... Was it called Marine or something? And then... Gets on one of the... Not one of the dragons, but, like, a... I didn't even want to talk about it. It's like steampunk style shit that doesn't fit into Game of Thrones. So,
oh really?
Yeah, so they're having to fight the stone man and everything. It's pretty fucked up. But anyway, I'm sorry. I kind of ruined things. But
you were like, I'm not going to ruin anything, and then you gave me an entire synopsis of the episode.
But no, I didn't.
And you
say
talked about
every
key point, and you just omitted the names of the important person that died. But you said basically everything else.
Yeah.
And so I will expect a death.
Okay.
It's like that thing where you say.
Well, you expect a death every week.
Well, not every week, but it's like that thing where you say, watch out for the twist at the end of the movie.
Yeah,
but,
I hate that, and it ruins it for
everybody.
Well,
you just fucking did that to
me. I'm sorry.
You dickbag.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, I did want to warn you, don't be too disappointed when you see the first episode, but now you're going to be so disappointed, and when it's not horrible, and when you see them slipping on the banana peels and crap like that, you're not going to be able to think, all right, I'm going to this thing, and it's shit.
I can't believe that's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, it's gum fruit.
Whoever came up with the idea that a banana peel was, like, a slippery substance?
I don't know.
It's really not.
Yeah. Mythbusters tested that one time, and I think they proved that it wasn't very slippery.
It's really not that slippery. I don't know.
But having said all this, what house do you think you would be in Game of Thrones?
Oh, man. What are the main houses?
You know the main
Starks.
Houses.
I know. Well, you got the Starks, the Lannisters, the Baratheons.
Boltons.
The Targaryens. Boltons are dicks. I don't want to be Bolton.
But they're still... I'm giving you all the choices. Martells.
But the thing is... Okay,
the Tyrells.
We did this with Harry Potter. In Harry Potter, they're very clearly defined what attributes go into each house.
It's kind of that way in Game of Thrones.
It's not as much, like...
The Lannisters are sort of sneaky.
Okay, Lannisters are sneaky, but then you have people like Jaime and Tyrion who aren't bad guys, necessarily. But then you have Cersei, who's super shitty.
Yep.
And then, like, the Baratheons, who do you...
That's the one that's hard to define.
I mean, when he was young,
I would say that was
Robert
strong or
was
strength
like a badass.
Yeah.
And then he got just fat and shitty. And
so
then,
slovenly and strong, maybe.
And then there, what's his name? Joffrey. What house is he?
He's officially Baratheon, but it's Lannister.
So that's shitty.
Nah, dude, it's fine. Pick one. Tyrells are hot. It's just like a bunch of hot people.
The flower people.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you're going to...
You tell me.
Tell me first what you think you are. Just guess.
What I think I would be?
Yeah.
What are the fish people?
The those, Iron Islands people?
No, those Kraken people. No, the ones with the Twin Towers. The Freys.
Oh, the guy with the sleeps with his daughters? Okay.
No, I don't want to be the Freys.
Oh, no,
he just
marries his daughters off.
He marries his daughters away.
And they're really ugly.
I don't know. I would maybe go with, what is Stannis? I'll say Stannis.
The Baratheons? No, you're a Stark. You're a Stark. That's a compliment. Like I told you.
Oh, I appreciate it. See, I didn't want to go with Stark because that'd be too... That is too complimentary to myself.
Well, you're honorable, but you're honorable enough to where you're going to get yourself killed. And so, yeah, you don't have good foresight.
Are there any scholarly houses?
I don't know.
You'd be like one of those wall people that reads...
Maesters.
You'd be a maester.
No, I wouldn't be a maester.
That
I would be. Officially would say a Baratheon just because I'm slovenly like Robert Baratheon. But, I don't know. I have no idea.
Nah, you're a maester.
No.
Because you're scholarly. Your dick just is stagnant.
But then wouldn't I be...
You'd never have sex again.
Wouldn't I be wherever Varys is from? Or I guess he had that... He's the only person that happened. There's no eunuchs.
Varys got... I'm talking about the people on the wall. Like,
no, I know who you're talking about, but yeah. I'm just saying, like, but they gave up sex. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. A macer, a crow macer, whatever. I'll take that one.
No sex.
But that's not a house, though. You're fucking in my next question here.
Okay, sorry. Okay, fine.
All right, so.
Whatever.
Baratheons. Okay, so what three characters do you most resemble in Game of Thrones?
Resemble, like.
You and then me, too. Next, okay? So what do you? Which three characters do you most identify with and you think have your qualities?
Fuck.
And this is the only time I can ask this because...
You're making me do all this self-analysis that I'm not prepared for. I don't like to analyze myself. Man, I don't know. Who's the one that died? Not Robert.
Rob Stark.
So you said I'm a Stark. So you're saying in the house Stark.
No, anybody.
Oh, okay.
We can go outside the house.
Okay, well, I want to say Tyrion a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit of Tyrion.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of Jaime.
Okay.
Because I might do some asshole things in my day.
And he's a good fighter.
And then, what was Ned's son, the oldest one who got killed in the Red Wedding? What's his name?
That was Rob Stark.
Rob Stark. I'll go with those three.
Okay,
those
well, three. You are wrong. You are...
What the... How am I wrong?
You're wrong. You're Tommen Baratheon, so King Tommen.
Who's that's Tommen?
That's the king
right
now.
Oh, the young king.
Yeah, the young king.
Oh, okay. Why am I him?
Because you're a nice guy. You're just such a nice guy, and he's so nice, and he doesn't want to be impolite and everything.
All right.
But he gets to knock the bottom out of the Tyrell girl or whatever, which is awesome, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm down with that.
He also likes cats.
Does he?
Yeah, he loves cats.
Oh, dude, my man.
You know what his fucking cat's name is?
No.
Sir Bones or whatever.
What? Is this in the new episode?
No, this is in the old episodes. How do you not know
really?
This is a big, big bit.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I just watched the last season, like a month ago.
He's petting the cat, and then, you know, what's his wife gets taken off by the religious people. So you've seen the one where the religious people capture.
Yeah,
okay. But yeah, you're Tommen Baratheon, and you're accepting that?
Yeah, I accept that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You're also Jorah Mormont.
Okay. All right.
All right. Again, good fighter. But then sort of, you know, sad in a lot of ways. You know, good fighter. But he's not a big fighter like the Mountain. And then you're also Olivar. He's the third guy.
Who's Olivar?
You'll have to figure that out later. So I think that is that's you.
You're a son of a bitch. Olivar. All right.
He's actually the gay prostitute. No, I wrote that as a joke, but your Lancel Lannister is your final one.
Who?
Lancel Lannister.
I feel like I've never watched the show before
I picked a bunch of small characters as a third one. But
all right, thanks. Who are you?
You tell me.
You probably got a little Varys in you.
Yeah, I put that one down.
Varys probably.
Yeah,
good.
I'm smart, but I'm effectively castrated by my age and married life.
That's true. True.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of Robert Baratheon.
Well, thank you. Slovenly and just like drink and just
like
go around.
Beer, indulge.
Indulge. Yep.
And I don't know. Someone just real gay. That same gay guy. I'll put him down for you again.
All right, you are wrong on that one. You're right on Varys, but I am Brienne of Tarth, and I like to set the rules and follow the rules, even if it gets me killed. Right. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm her, and I'm also Prince Doran of Martell. So Prince Oberon's older brother.
Oh, the guy in the wheelchair.
The reason I like to just sit around on my ass. So like Robert Baratheon be fine, but Robert Baratheon was once tough, and this guy was never tough. So
yeah. Well, I mean, you used to. Like, pretend to be tough.
No, but I'm getting fights, but I wasn't tough. I get fights, and I just get my ass kicked, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like you have the same qualities. Like, you were wanting to fight. Maybe you didn't want to, but...
Yeah.
You got drunk. You got into fights. The only difference is he won the fights.
Yes, I lost, okay. And then he's just gotten old and just...
He's just gotten older, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. You got any other Game of Thrones thoughts before we...
I don't know, man. Start. I'm just trying to. I was trying to avoid spoilers, but you effectively spoiled the whole freaking.
No,
thing
it's
for
nothing.
Me.
Like, and those things are. I mean, the time travel thing. I don't think they're going to play that up much. It's kind of a. They kept interjecting the episode with. It's almost like a hijinks thing. Almost like what is it called? Back to the Future with Marty and Doc, and like they'll just do one scene and they'll show them go back, and it's just like sort of intercut with the first episode. I don't think they're going to do it the whole season.
Have you ever looked at Game of Thrones porn? Have you ever Googled it?
No.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I have not.
Oh, really?
I mean, if it was starring the actresses in the show,
no,
I'd be very interested in it.
No, it's not starring. It won't go that far, but Yeah, he should look into it.
Well, I think some of the actresses were porn stars.
No.
No, no, I swear to God, the Tyrion's
ex. Oh, yeah. I think she was.
Was the, what's his name? The Bolton, the Roose Bolton, or not Roose Bolton, the little, the mean one.
Oh, the one who tortured Theon?
Yeah. Does his girlfriend, she's not one?
His girlfriend.
The one that died at the end of the last season.
Who fell off the thing?
Yeah, because I didn't think she was very hot, but
I thought she was pretty attractive.
But yeah, for some reason, something's clicked in my brain, and I'm hoping she was once a porn star.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm talking more about, you're obsessed with these side characters and these little characters. You're like, did the third prostitute
you gotta be,
in the
man.
Brothel?
See, here's
no,
the thing.
You got to go for the main ones. You want the good stuff.
Well, everybody's that's the realm of fools is the main ones. I play in the deep Game of Thrones thing where the meta Game of Thrones analysis.
The meta, no, dude. You should look into some of it, because a lot of it is like deviant art stuff.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't mind that stuff.
Yeah. It's not bad. Some of it gets weird.
No, I think that stuff's good. Like, it's not anything whatever, but it's cool.
Yeah,
it's
good. I like to look at it, you know? Yep. Like, I like to, I'll try to, I don't know, every series I read, I'll kind of investigate the pornography of that series.
But there's no companies out there that are, like, saying they're the characters or something.
No. I mean, I think they have videos where they'll do, like, the dragon princess, da da da. But I don't like looking at that stuff.
I don't
stuff,
like that stuff either.
That's, that's real people, and it's like, this is clearly fake. But if you look at the illustrations and stuff, it's
I think that stuff's neat,
cool.
Dude.
I
should be fucking with you for that, but I'm not. If it's actually animated, I think it's pathetic.
Like, no, not animated. Just the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's neat. I don't, like, you know, get too into it, but I like to look at it. But, like, some of that stuff is could get interesting. I've looked at some Harry Potter stuff.
Dude, that's gross, dude. You're sicko, man.
What are you talking about?
They're all like 12 years
no,
old.
No, they're not. It's when
even
they're
the
older.
Last thing, they're 17 years old, they're supposed to be.
No.
Dude, you're violating laws in like half the U.S. states by looking at that.
That's not true.
Because they're depicting
they're
characters that are under 18.
No. I look at the older people doing it. Like Professor
McGonagall.
Snape and McGonagall and
whatever
Dumbledore
name is.
And stuff.
What's the what's the little, I don't want to say little person?
Goblins?
No, what's his name? Dobby and...
Dobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at Dobby stuff, dude.
But then
don't worry about it.
Bestiality, that's also illegal.
That he's not a real creature, so it's not bestiality.
I still think that if it's... Nah, that's close enough, dude.
Come on, man.
He's not a human. Humans are the only ones that are allowed to engage.
Yeah, but
in
then, like, if you look at, like, elf stuff or, like...
It's a creature. No, they're more intelligent than humans, so that's okay.
Dobby's intelligent.
Nah, dude, I think they're dumber than humans.
Okay.
That'd be like taking advantage of somebody that's mentally handicapped.
That's exactly
what you're doing by looking at that.
We'll have to... I just looked at it for informational purposes.
Well, that's
but
enough,
we'll have to,
that's
we'll
enough
have to,
for the law.
Get the hell out of here. We'll have to agree to disagree on that, but the worst one I've ever looked at... And I kind of regret looking at this one.
Oh, no.
Like, it's not that bad. But have you ever seen that show Adventure Time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, they got some Adventure Time.
Don't look at that.
It's pretty
bad, dude, that's awful, man.
Yeah, anyway, I didn't care.
I see the stuff, the little poorly. Advertisements on the side, but there's no way. If I saw that, I'd immediately go off. Like,
oh, I click it.
Oh, my God.
I need to see it.
You're that person. You're ruining it for everybody else because I got to deal with Marge Simpson over here because
oh,
of
yeah,
you.
Those Marge Simpson ones. I've seen those.
No, wait. No, you actually look at that stuff?
I mean, you got to look at it.
No, you don't.
I
have zero desire. That's essentially having sex with my childhood seeing that.
Oh, come now.
Dude, I can't associate the two things. Like, it's two separate spheres. We blame you. You're ruining the internet.
No. I'm making it better. I'm making it a better
place.
How
does that make it better?
Because
how does adding little...
Because I am promoting a variety of tastes for people.
But it's a taste that no one besides you and one out of every jillion people likes.
That's not... See, again, we talked about this last week. We're talking about, like... You know,
I know.
There are people out there who like this stuff.
And you're the... You're in animation. I just don't think anything animated, especially not... Whatever. I'm not going to...
There's, like, all kinds of... There's that one. There's, like, American Dad. I see a lot of advertisements for. There's the Family Guy one.
All right. Maybe Jessica Rabbit.
No.
I can't say... What are you talking about? It's okay with Marge Simpson, but not Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit's too... That's overly sexual. I want something that's subtly sexual that you make it sexual.
Well, why don't you pick a human being then? Why make it an anime?
She is a human being. Marge Simpson, kind of.
She's not a human being. Like, she's comically animated.
I don't know.
Everyone that's listening to this, the reason you have to see that shit on the side is because of Ryan.
Dude, come on, man. Liven up.
There's no lightening up.
Your dick's all small and sad.
Oh, my God. I'd rather have a small and sad dick than have a dick.
Because you don't explore things, dude. You're not willing to go out there and try something new.
All right, if the Bivs get a hold of us and they want to, I'm going to have you talk to them about this, okay? When you go to your Bivs psychology analysis, they're going to ask you about this.
And I've talked about this before, and I think the reason that I'm like this is because I was raised Irish Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very, like, I guess sexually repressed when I was younger. And so we've had a conversation where I was jokingly saying that, like, the only porn I would look up was missionary position for reproduction purposes only. That was what I was into. And so then, I don't know, I got older and I was like, wow, I can Google big boobies and small boobies. And then it got more and more and more. I just like to look at stuff, man. I'm not like...
Hey, to be fair to you, I remember one of the first things I had, there's a series of comics called ElfQuest or something, and it was just a comic series, and the girls, the elves, would have boobs.
Ooh.
And like, I was in fourth grade, and I didn't know why I liked this, but I had these things, and my mom would see the little comics, and she would buy them for me, but then she said, I got you something, and I just grabbed it from her, because I don't want her opening it up to see elf boobs, you know, but okay. Yeah. So I can't totally blame you, although I moved on to real human beings like most people.
I mean,
I
moved on to human beings, but that doesn't mean I can't, like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. All right, let's do SeatGeek before you completely incriminate yourself.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God. All right, go ahead.
Have you ever been frustrated trying to buy tickets online? Most sites make it complicated and then try to sneak in huge fees at checkout. That's why you need to try SeatGeek. They made it easier than ever to buy and sell sports and concert tickets. I've got good news about SeatGeek. So my wife's birthday's coming up, and
Mother's Day too.
Yeah, Mother's Day too. And I was thinking, and you know, I can put time, effort, thought into getting her a gift, or I can just throw money at it and get her a concert ticket from SeatGeek. And so that's what I'm doing. Is I'm just gonna. I went on to SeatGeek. I looked at prices for the Leon Bridges concert, and I'm just gonna get her those things. And actually, SeatGeek, it was kind of interesting because it listed it more expensive than another website, but then I went to that other website just to check it out, and they had all those fees at the end.
Yeah,
so SeatGeek was cheaper
fees
at the end. Yeah, plus, you get $20 back. So, SeatGeek's not bullshitting. And so now I can just get away without having to actually, you know, learn what my wife likes and things like that. Thanks to SeatGeek.
Yeah, that'd be terrible, man. You might act to, like, have a conversation with her.
Yeah, forget that. Forget all that. SeatGeek is always the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I just used it the other day to look at tickets for, Leon Bridges. And actually, what was the other one? I'm giving myself some credit. I went onto her Facebook, and I found out she liked... I can't remember the name of the person.
So
the
you
other day.
You go to your wife's Facebook to find out what she likes?
I don't know. I don't work all the time, man.
Oh, man, all right.
Lissy or something? I don't know.
Lissy? I've never heard of that.
I don't know if that's it. So anyway, SeatGeek has taken all the work and hassle out of shopping for tickets. It pulls all the tickets available on other sites in one place, so you save time and never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games, and SeatGeek will let you know if ticket prices fall. Again, it's based on given a grade based on value. So when I looked at Leon Bridges tickets, I found the best deal. It was just sitting there green, and it was bigger than the rest of them. And so I clicked on that one, got the best deal. Before you buy, you can use detailed maps to see the view from your seat. SeatGeek's always honest and upfront about the price, unlike StubHub. It's the last time I'm going to do it.
Please.
SeatGeek shows you the full ticket price from start to finish and never surprises you with huge fees at checkouts. Now, here's the big deal. You got to download the free SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, add promo code, enter the promo code BELT, B-E-L-T, and you're going to get a $20 back from your first ticket purchase. So B-E-L-T.
Belt.
Belt, and you get 20 bucks back. So just, you know, do us a favor and buy tickets and use that term BELT because make us look very cool, and you get $20 back. So download the app, enter the promo code BELT.
And if you have done that, take a screenshot send it to Brad on Twitter, and then he'll send you an autographed naked picture of himself.
First of all, that's nobody wants that. Second of all, I don't know how to respond, like, realistically to somebody who says that. Like, Clay sent one of dicks, and it was the funniest thing I ever saw, but I didn't know how to respond to it. You know, I was like, this is just funny. And then if somebody just did belt, like, thanks, you know? Like,
no, but then, you know, at least we know someone out there is supporting the show, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess do it. We appreciate it, so... Yeah, I'm actually, I have such a hard time responding on Twitter, especially since I'm all over the fucking place, and so, like, sometimes people will send shit like Soul Glow or Gonk. He sends all this crazy-ass shit, and I, like a kid punching another kid, and I'm like, I don't know what the fucking clue how to respond to this. I mean, I guess it's kind of neat, but, like, I'm just concerned about the kid that got punched in the face, like... So
he just sends you little clips, like, kids punching each other.
Some of them are funny. Like, you have one kid, like a seventh grader, beating up that comic cat, whatever. What the hell's that guy named? He's really short.
A cat?
It's Cat something.
Cat Stevens.
Is that his name?
Oh, you talking? No, Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Yeah,
that's right.
I saw that video, too.
Yeah, that one was funny.
Yeah, okay,
like,
that is
because that's
hilarious.
An adult being beat up by a child.
If you send stuff like that, that's funny. If you just send two children fighting, yeah, that's a little bit.
But he's also banned from the gym, though, because he's 6'3".
Jesus Christ, dude. Who listens to this show that is not enormous?
I don't know.
Like, please. I even think, I think I saw one time that Melissa is taller than me.
Really?
Yeah. I think she's like 5'10 or something. I think at one point on her show, she said she was like 5'10. I was like, God damn it, dude.
That's awesome.
Even
that's
she's
awesome.
Taller than me?
We got to get that picture. So we
got
to
get some...
record.
I need some of those shoes that make me taller.
Yep. The ones with goldfish in them.
Yes. Or like a top hat or something. One of the two.
Or just get
or
that...
Or both.
That leg implant surgery where you remove a section of your bone and they get animal bone in there or some bullshit.
That sounds horrifying. I don't know that I would want to do that.
Well, we'll talk about that when we talk about the body modification episode. All right.
Might I fetch you something from the barkeep?
Dost have thou a mug of ale for me and me mate? He has been pitched in battle for a fortnight and has a king's thirst for the frosty brew thus thou might have for thus.
I'll be right back, my lord.
Welcome to a magnificent journey into the past. This is medieval times! Are you prepared for a night of feasting and sport the likes of which you will never forget?
Can I get a knife and fork?
There were no medieval times, hence there are no utensils at medieval times. Would you like a refill on that Pepsi?
There were no utensils, but there was Pepsi.
Dude, I got a lot of tables.
Ooh, that was below the belt.
Ready, go!
You want to push the gym while we're kind of in that?
Yeah,
area?
You know, one thing that was funny the other day, so... there's a coach who teaches a bunch of pro fighters. He always has pros in there. He's the one that brings in Johnny Hendricks and Pat Curran, who you didn't know who he was. But, you know, the new season of The Ultimate Fighter just started not too long ago. And I was in there the other night, two nights ago, and I was just up at the front doing whatever. And this guy comes up, and he's like, hey, man, can I have a Band-Aid or something? I was like, sure, man, here you go. And then the coach came over, and he was like, hey, grab a picture with this guy before you leave. And I was like, who the hell is this guy? I don't even know who he is. I was like, sure, man. And he's like, are you watching The Ultimate Fighter this season? No, I missed the first episode. He's like, oh, okay. Well, this dude's on this season. And they just had the preliminary fights to get in the house.
Well, don't say where he is in the fights because that'll fuck him up. I think legally,
what do you
like,
mean?
He's not supposed to say
if he won.
No, I don't
know.
Oh, okay.
No, the show just aired, and he won the fight to get in the house.
Well, I know, but they're about to have the...
Right.
They've already fought in the house.
Yes, they've already all
so
fought.
So he's under a...
an NDA.
Yeah, NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
But, I mean... He hasn't told me.
Oh, I know.
So I don't know.
Well, that's badass, though. I mean, that's so badass.
Yeah, he came in, and I was like, I don't know who this guy is. And I took a picture with him. And then afterwards, I looked him up, and I looked at his fight. His name's Myron Dennis. And I watched his fight, and he messed the guy up.
And see, I've watched. Fight. I'm not through the first episode. Was he on the first half?
I don't even know. I know he's on Joanna's team.
Okay.
And he's a big, I mean, I guess kind of like Samoan looking dude.
Okay.
Kinda,
he's I don't one think of the, I saw him.
He's one of the 205ers. And let me see if I can find this picture just to show you. He's one of the 205ers, tattoos, beard. Real nice guy. Real cool guy. Came in with his girlfriend. Quite attractive. But yeah, that's him right there.
Okay, I think I did see that dude, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Guys come in, and I don't even know who they are, but apparently...
Fucking get interviews. What are you doing, man?
I didn't even know who he was, man. He was bleeding. He asked me for a Band-Aid.
Well, all right, asshole.
That was the interview. He said, can I have a Band-Aid?
Well, did you record it?
I said, yes, you can have a Band-Aid.
Did you record it?
I did not.
That's the worst fucking interview of all time.
Anyway, yeah, so...
So if you want to train with people training on the Ultimate Fighter and you want to be on the Ultimate Fighter, step number one is going to thegym.org.
Thegym.org and check it out.
And then you'll come in there, you'll get big, and Ryan will not recognize you.
I won't recognize you.
I think you fucked up on somebody's name last week, too.
Did I? Who?
Colin, is it? Yeah, I think you
called. I said it's Connor.
His oh, is it Connor? Connor.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I said it.
I think the first week you said it was Colin.
Yeah, I did fuck it up the first week. Yeah, because... He came in. I think I called him Colin at the gym, and he was like, "Oh, it's Connor." I was like, "Ah, fuck."
Okay, good. I thought you fucked up the second.
No, I corrected myself because I remembered because it's the same name as Conor McGregor. But anyway, yeah. So
come in there and
the gym. We're gonna be adding some classes in the summer, so like some new classes and shit. So we'll be like updating the website about that and everything.
Good.
You got anything going on? Anything in life?
No. But then
nothing. How was camping? Great.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah, you know. I mean, it's fun. It was fun, but it's family fun. You know, it's not exciting to anybody.
Family fun's not real fun.
No, I mean, I enjoy it, but I'm enjoying it as an older person. Like, I'm sure. Do you have any story? How's your dick? Let me ask you that. How's your dick?
I don't know, man. It's okay.
Is it lonely? Is it a lonely dick? Or
I mean, it's a little bit lonely here as of late.
But has there been? I don't even know if I want to answer this because I like my Ryan to be like a lonely Ryan who doesn't have any companionship. So,
oh man,
has there been females around to make your dick not lonely?
I've never Tell been me, on Ryan. This side of the conversation. I don't care for it at all. Usually, I'm the one throwing it at you when it's funny because like you're married and your dick's all like small and.
Well, we want to know the married guys out there want to live vicariously.
I mean, there's no. I'll say this. There's no consistent happiness of the dick.
But is there variety?
Occasional variety. I'm so busy, dude. I'm working all the time. I mean, every once in a while
so
at the gym.
So you're not doing Tinder. Where are you getting the variety from? The bar, or is this just people you know?
This is a terrible analogy that I would use, and I used to use it back in the day, but I would tell my friends, and this makes me sound like such a chauvinist asshole, which I promise I'm not, but I used to tell my friends that like I would have a farm system.
Oh,
just listen before you shit on me. So I'd have a farm system, but I have multiple farms. So, like, I'm not the kind of person who will go out and do, like, a one-night stand kind of thing. That's just not my style. I don't like doing that. I'm very awkward. Like, if we have one meeting and we talk, you're probably going to think this dude's fucking weird and never talk to me again. But if I get to know someone, usually they, I don't know, like me okay. But anyway, so I have my farm systems. So, like... Work is one farm. The gym is one farm. Some other social circle, that's one farm. And in these farms, I have to, like, cultivate the crops, the quote-unquote crops. Don't look at me like that.
Guys, I'm not looking at him anyway. I'm looking at him, like, perfectly non-judgmental
stare. And then at a certain point, like, you harvest the crop. And then
what do you do with the crop afterwards?
Well, I mean, obviously, there hasn't been a crop that's...
Do you that replant the seeds of the crop? Or are you
no,
consuming
no.
And
you typically, you can't replant. Some of them you can replant. Some of them are annuals or biannuals, so they'll continue to grow. Some of them is like a one-time...
God, why don't you do the one-night stand then? Why build somebody up
no, but
this
it's not,
nice partnership just to... have a one night stand.
That's not it. No, it's not a one. It's not a one time crop. It's
he's nodding his head yes.
You grow the crop and then you. I'm running out of farm metaphors. You can it and then you. You're with it for a little while, and then for whatever reason, like the crop.
The crop disses you, is what it is. The crop grows tired of you.
The crop ditches me, and it goes to market, and someone else buys it, and they have a happy life, and then I'm a sad farmer, and my farm is desolate, and then I start a new farm somewhere else.
That's the worst analogy ever.
It was a much better analogy at one point, and then throughout the years, people have continued to shit on my analogy and poke holes in it, and I'm realizing it's not very good. But I'm sticking with it because I like it.
So your dick is all right. Is that the?
It's okay. I mean, it's been a tough winter for the farm.
Winter's come.
Winter has come.
White Walkers / chlamydia. Is that
no.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, it's sometimes winters are harsh, but hopefully the spring will come. And
all right. Well, good. That's kind of depressing, but makes me happy though.
Why can't we be happy for each other?
I don't know, because it wouldn't be fun. Nobody would care about that.
If we're just two happy guys, I guess no one would really care.
I'm gonna say I give you compliments off the air a lot, but
on what? My dick?
No. Well, I'm not gonna even give this thing like nothing. I tell you people how much I hate you is what I meant to say. So, yes, forget that compliment quote. So you want to start with your thing, or you want me to go first?
I'll start with my thing.
Okay, well, this will make me look like a shithead, because I'm sure that we've talked about what we're going to do. You can describe it, but I'm sure I'm going to look like an idiot after this. So
yeah, well, no, it's okay, because I kind of looked like an idiot when I was doing some research on it. So everyone remembers that show, Deadliest Warrior, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Deadliest Warrior from back in the day. I think it was on Spike TV, and I remember seeing trailers for it, because UFC used to be on Spike. So I'd watch UFC, I'd watch The Ultimate Fighter, and then I'd see the previews for the show, and I was like, this show looks fucking awesome. And then I watched the first episode or two and realized the show was just absolute shit. It's a terrible
fucking
show.
Is it really?
It's horrible.
Okay.
So, and I'll get into why. But anyway, so I went and looked at the first season. And,
I've never seen this thing, just to be clear. Yeah. I've never seen this show, so.
And they have a couple different matchups here. Just different, I don't know, combatants throughout history. And they
so I'll take one historical character from 1,000 years ago, put him up against a historical figure or group from 150 years ago or something.
Yeah. And then it'll just talk about the weapons that they used, the armor that they had, I guess the style of combat that they would use, their basic statistics. And then they do some simulations and determine the winner.
Very unscientific. A lot of it's so bullshit, but hopefully they put some research into it, get some historians going on the thing.
They barely put any research
into it. Oh, really? Okay.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, like, when I remember watching this show, and the first episode here is Apache versus Gladiator, and I did watch this episode. And so they get in, they bring in these experts, and this guy is Alan Tafoya, who's a world champion knife fighter, and then Snake Blocker is this dude's name.
Oh, for fucking sake, that's one of their exercises.
This is on the Apache team. He's a U.S. Army combat instructor. And then the Gladiator team. See, this is where it goes. Like, this show went off the rails from the first episode.
Okay.
The Gladiator team, it was Chris Torres, ancient weapon specialist. All right, some legitimacy. Steven Dietrich, gladiator combat instructor. I don't quite know what that means. And then they brought in Chuck Liddell. So here, this is funny, because on the Wikipedia article, Chris Torres, in parentheses, ancient weapons specialist, Steven Dietrich, parentheses, gladiator combat instructor, Chuck Liddell, in parentheses, the Iceman. Like, what does that mean? Anyway, we'll start with number one.
So you're going to be asking me the questions. I'm going to see if I can guess what they say.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so the first
based match on their simulations, you tell me if who won or not. So they have just some basic statistics, and then talk about the weaponry and the armor a little bit.
Oh, you don't need to give all that bullshit. Just tell me.
Just some of the basic weapon shit.
Okay.
Okay, so first the Apache, about 5'7", 140, no armor, And his gear, he's got about 10 pounds of just gear on him. I don't know. That doesn't matter. The Gladiator, 5'8", 185, bronze armor. Just some basic weapons that they would use. Apache, tomahawk, knife, bow and arrow, and a war club.
All right, they're not giving them guns, so this is pre-gun Apache.
This is pre-guns, yeah.
You don't have a horse either.
No horse, yeah. Okay. Just hand-to-hand or weapon-to-weapon. Gladiator, cestus, which is
I think it's a small sword, is it?
No, it's like an armored glove.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I didn't. I remember watching this show, and that's why they brought Chuck Liddell in. They put this armored glove on him, and they're like, punch this meat dummy.
Okay.
And he punched it, and it like broke some ribs or shit. I don't know. It's just an armored glove. There's a thing called a scissor, which I think I've seen this lesbians. In the movie Gladiator. Yes, lesbians.
Yep.
I did see lesbians in the movie Gladiator. But also, it is a glove with a little scissor hand on the end. It's really fucking dumb.
Dude, I thought I knew some shit, but I never heard of that motherfucker. Really? They're making crap up here.
They might be. I mean, this show...
You saw that in
shitty.
The movie Gladiator?
I think I did.
Oh, fuck
yeah,
me then.
Yeah, it's like a little cone glove, and then at the end is like a little semicircle blade thing. I don't know. Fucking dumb. Trident and net. Okay. Stupidest weapon ever.
I think they just use that shit for animals, though, but whatever.
No, they did that in Gladiator, too. They
had an actual guy
somebody.
With a net?
Yeah.
Are you sure that one was for the animals and
no,
shit?
No, in Gladiator, they netted
somebody. I thought
it was
the guys
somebody.
In the chariots. Whatever,
no,
fuck
in the,
it. Who
in
cares?
The, in the first fight Russell Crowe was in, they're in that little arena, and some dude got netted, and then it just showed two guys stabbing him in the net. I was like, what a shit way to go. Yeah. Like,
what does the net guy do once he throws his net, you know?
Well, he has a trident, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you have a net and another thing. Okay. I guess, I don't fucking know. A sling for a slingshot, and then a sicko, which is just a little sword. So, that's their basic statistics. You tell me what you think.
So Apache doesn't have any arrows or bow and arrows or any bullshit?
He has a bow and arrow.
What kind of arena are we talking here?
I mean, these are fucking dumb. They're out in the woods. They're just out in a grassy field.
Dude,
and each
I mean,
of these has a reenactment. And it's like 8 paragraphs long.
Well, two things. Apache probably shoot the dude one or two times. But if that guy closes in, he's training all the fucking time for the gladiator stuff. And so if he can close the distance, the Apache doesn't have any chance. And this guy's... Apaches are always searching for fucking food, running around everywhere, hiding from the cavalry. Although this is pre-1800s Apache, I'm guessing. But his strength is on the horse. And so I'm thinking, unless he shoots that motherfucker... four times he's going to get in, and if he can get in, the gladiator's going to win. So I'm going gladiator.
Okay. So here's how these reenactments would play out. I'm not going to read the whole reenactment, but just this is the basic format of every reenactment. Is, you know, I listed all these weapons. They'll go out with their first weapon. They'll fight each other. One weapon will get knocked away. The other weapon will get knocked away. They'll pull out their secondary weapon. They'll fight again.
Okay.
Those will get knocked away. They'll pull out their last weapon. Like, it's fucking dumb. Anyway.
So they go three rounds, essentially?
They typically go about three rounds, and then one guy will just finish the guy in just some random manner. So in this one, they fought. He fired his arrows. He missed whatever. The Apache ends up stabbing the gladiator in the neck with his little knife. So the Apache tries to play the distance game. They do get into close combat. I think the Apache typically just uses his speed to beat him.
Yeah.
And then when they do get in close quarters and he gets taken down, he pulls out his knife and he stabs him repeatedly. And then licks the bloodied knife.
Man, I don't think that's how they... Well, who the... All right, fuck.
I agree with you. I thought that was a bad call, but...
Okay. So I'm wrong. I'm 0-1.
You're wrong. You're 0-1. One other dumb thing about this show is, you know, they bring in these experts, and these experts are sitting there like talking trash to each other about these...
like they're real.
These
like
theoretical
real.
Fights. Like, my Apache will cut your throat. And then the gladiator's like, no, on my watch. And then they fucking make out or something.
Okay.
So the next one here is the Viking versus the samurai.
Oh, boy. That's actually not a bad one right
this
there.
This one isn't bad. This show went completely off the rails later when we'll get
they
to it.
They start running out of
it. but the first ones were okay. So the Viking, he's 5'11", 180. He's got chainmail gear.
Oh, okay.
his weapons, he's got a great axe, longsword, spear, and shield. Basic stuff.
Okay.
Samurai is 5'3", 135, and he's got a steel and leather armor.
Yep.
He has a katana, which is just a sword, a naginata, which is a pole,
mm-hmm.
a yumi, which is a bow and arrow, and then a kanabo, which is like a spiked club, so it's like a little mace.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that's about it. So what do you think? 5'3", 135, samurai?
So the samurai's got the full samurai armor.
Yes, full okay. samurai armor.
And then I know Vikings, they don't have the real horned helmets, but does he have a helmet of any kind or no?
Does not say.
Okay. Dude, I'm just going to go with the size thing, and I'm going Viking just because the samurai sword I think is a better weapon than the Vikings. Their swords are too heavy, and I think the samurai, better quality of weapons, you know, because they came around a lot longer. But I just think that if that dude pulled up and just brought down all his strength on the samurai, he's going to crumple him. So I'm going with the Viking. I'm wrong again, aren't I?
You are wrong again.
Yeah. I don't. This one's okay. I would have gone either way with this.
I think it's basically the guys. It seems the guys with bows and arrows tend to win initially.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even consider that.
He hits
them
with the bow. He hurts them. And then
and those are
going to
be sharp-ass arrows or steel arrows, not like the Apaches. So.
And then they go in and they fight, and he ends up killing them with the katana. Just stabs them.
I don't mind being wrong in that one. I was right in the first one. I don't mind being wrong in this one.
So... 0-2.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch.
All right. What we got next?
The next one is a Spartan versus a ninja.
All right. First of all, ninjas aren't fucking real.
Somewhere in the world, there was a ninja at one point.
Keep going. You just explain okay. Set it up.
All right. So, Spartan, we have 5'8", 165, bronze armor. Everyone knows Spartans, 300, you know. Think
yep.
of what's his face, the guy, Leonidas. For his weapons, he has spear, sword, javelin, and a shield. The ninja, 5'2", 135, and he has this part. It's kind of funny. He has a nanjato, which is a little sword. Something called black eggs. This fucking show's so dumb. But the black eggs, I clicked the Wikipedia link.
Okay.
And it's a little box of, like, blowing powder.
Oh, is it sand dust, essentially?
Kind of sand dust. But it's like, I think it's like ground up eggs or some shit. Blow in their eyes.
As the Dragon Brad Podcast makes clear, that's a game changer. So hold on.
The black eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's got a shoryuken. Shuriken.
Yeah. Is that
yeah.
It? Yeah.
And it's a throwing
shuriken.
Star.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Shuriken.
Shuriken.
Shuriken. Shuriken. Yeah. There throwing stars. Throwing stars. A blowgun. And then he has a kusaragima, which is a little hook thing. So, yeah. Those are the weapons. He's got the black powder.
Well, I really do think, like, ninjas as an organized organization didn't exist. I think there were assassins, but they weren't, like, under
weren't
some ninja
ninjas.
Code or something. I think people just started making that bullshit up and, like putting them into a group. So,
too.
Whatever. I'm going to say they don't exist, but...
Do they not exist, or have you never seen one?
That could be it. That's the other thing. But I had this one expert on Japanese history, and the guy was full of shit on a lot of their stuff, so he may have been full of shit on this, but I talked to him about it. He says there's no historical evidence for... an organized group of assassins like the ninjas. You did have assassins that would be in people's employ, but they weren't under some code or whatever. But
all right.
So the thing with the ninjas, again, smaller, and then he's going to be operating on stealth. Stealth wouldn't work in a one-on-one thing. But the Spartan, he's training all day. Like, they have slaves and shit, so they can work out, and he's going to have cardio for days, whereas the ninja, you know, probably not. But that fucking powder, dude.
Powder?
That changes things, you know? Like, that's a game changer. Like,
all right, man.
That can, you know, bring the strongest person to their knees, you know?
Yeah.
So I would probably say the Spartan, but I've gone with two Europeans versus other people outside of Europe to this point. So I'm going to go with the ninja just because of the powder and just to seem like I'm being racially cool here.
God, you're so fucking bad at this.
I knew that I was going to be wrong at that. Okay.
Yeah,
so
you know,
0-3.
0-3. And you know what's funny is, like, I haven't been getting into this, but they do these, like, I don't know what bullshit analytic analysis they're doing for the weapons and stuff, but they like run it out of 1,000 times, and they're like, how many times would he get killed by the sword? How many times would he get killed by the spear? And the black eggs is the only one with zero.
Dude, they're fucking wrong at that.
Zero times.
The Dragon Brag says that if you bring a pocket full of sand, you're killing anybody.
Oh,
so, and they're
I
the
don't
experts.
Know, man. Well,
besides us. Yeah.
Besides us. So the Spartan wins that one.
Okay.
And he yells Sparta in the fucking show after he kills him. So, you know. So the next one here is a pirate versus a knight. This one's interesting.
No, it's not interesting because pirates are fucking disgusting. They're out at sea
day. That's
hey, they're badass, but they're not badass warriors.
That's
like
prejudice.
What do you mean? This prejudice?
I'm sure there was a pirate who's very well kempt and a very nice guy. You can't say they're all disgusting.
A vast majority are disgusting, and they got scurvy, and they. All right, what weapons do they have then?
Okay, so the pirate is 5'10", 170.
Oh, shit. That dude's big.
This is so fucking dumb. Okay. So, here are the statistics. 5'10", weight, 170. Armor, none. Gear, 20 pounds. Loyalty, money.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
Well, you're trying to sound so badass
with
these descriptions.
And then the knight, height, 5'11", weight, 180. Armor, plate, gear.
That motherfucker's not 5'11". People weren't that big back in the day.
I don't know, man.
Okay, keep going.
Gear, 70 pounds. Loyalty, France. So you got a French knight.
All right.
Just some of the weapons. The pirate has a cutlass, blunderbuss.
Oh, he's got a gun.
Flintlock pistol and a grenade.
Oh, dude. I'll be to give the show a little bit of credit. They do even the odds a little
bit.
Yeah,
you know. And then the knight has plate armor, the halberd, which is just the axe, crossbow, and a morning star, which is like the spiked club.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Well, I'm going to say the pirate, the flintlock pistol, I don't think that would penetrate armor. I could be wrong about that, unless it's really, mm-hmm. really close.
Yeah.
The halberd probably would. But yeah, pirates are just fucking, they're kind of strong, but not really. They don't get fed very well, so the guy's just going to like fall asleep because he's drunk all day because they're just drinking wine because they need to preserve the, keep bacteria out of it. So I'm going to say this again, I'm probably fucking wrong again, so I'm going with the knight. He's well fed, you know.
Okay, well, I was withholding some information from you.
Okay.
Well, they withheld it from me, so I feel like it's okay.
Okay.
But not only does the pirate have one flintlock pistol, he has four flintlock pistols. And so he ends up shooting three and not killing him, but then he shoots him in the face with the fourth one.
Wait, so the knight didn't have the full face thing?
He like knocks it off at some point during the fight.
So I'm 0-4?
You're 0-4.
Oh, this is kind of fun. Now I want to go on a losing streak. This is good.
Yeah. So, okay, here... I think here's where it starts to go off the rails a little bit.
Okay, like it wasn't before.
I mean, the other ones had some legitimacy. They had some, I think, what was this on? Oh, this was on Spike, but they kind of had some historical aspects to them. The next one is Yakuza versus Mafia.
What? That's a little weird.
Yeah, you know, Yakuza is very specifically the Japanese organized crime, and then Mafia can just be like, anybody, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, there's Italian mafia, Irish,
Chicago,
but it's just, I don't know. Anyway.
I think mafia might be reserved just for Italian mafia.
Is it? But isn't there an Irish mafia?
But I think the original mafia is Italian. Is it mafia? Is that an Italian word?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I really don't know.
So let's fucking say it, 1920s and 30s Italian mafia.
It says 1929.
Okay.
Year 1929.
Okay.
And one of the experts is named Joe Ferranti. So,
all right,
probably Italian. Anyway, so Yakuza, 5'6", 150. The Mafia, 5'10", 170. So,
okay.
Some of the weapons they're using. The Yakuza uses nunchucks, Walter P-38, just a pistol.
But the Yakuza's, I thought they came around like the 1950s or something.
It says 1947.
Okay.
Yeah. A Sten gun, which is just basic machine gun, a ceramic grenade, and a Sai. Like a fucking machine gun. Yeah, he got a machine gun.
All right, and then what does the mafia guy have?
Mafia guy has this is why this got dumb. The mafia guy has a baseball bat, a sawed-off shotgun, a Tommy gun, Molotov cocktail, and an ice pick.
So all this comes down to is which is the better gun, machine gun, I'm guessing.
I don't see this is like in this fight, in this reenactment, it was like 5v5, dudes shooting at each other and shit like that. So like I was saying, this went from a show that was like, let's look at the, you know, historically how these people would fare to let's just throw guys with guns and have them shoot at each other and just see what happens.
I'm guessing that the Yakuza probably just because they're a later date, they have better machine guns. They probably have better training and they, I'm going Yakuza. Fucking shit, am I wrong again?
Yeah, you're wrong.
Oh my god, 0-5.
Mafia wins. He finishes him off with the ice pick. But see, here's the thing in this. Like, they're fighting in some basement or some shit like that. And there's just things in this reenactment. The Yakuza boss avoids the blow, and the Mafia boss inadvertently punctures a pipe. Steam spews out. He accidentally drops his knife, allowing the Yakuza boss to close.
I didn't take into account
the steam pipes. You know, the fact that he would accidentally drop it.
I should have taken that into consideration.
Yeah, you should have. I mean, you're a historian.
You're not taking the opportunity to fuck with me now. Like, this is a perfect time.
Maybe
to fuck
we got
with
a
me.
Couple more.
Okay,
a couple more. I might fuck.
So 0-5.
0-5. All right, next one is a Green Beret versus Spetsnaz.
All right.
Spetsnaz. Okay. So Green Beret. Spetsnaz is Russian
Special Forces. Yep.
Okay. Green Beret, 6'1", 180. This is a statistic I don't understand. Gear, 29 pounds. Force size, 4,500. Oh, I guess the size of the Green Beret force.
Okay.
Which I don't know why that makes any difference.
Yeah, whatsoever. I don't know either.
Anyway. The Spetsnaz, 5'11", 175, force size, 15,000. So there's more of them, I guess.
Okay. Oh, so they have. They're we're doing.
They're not all. No, but that's why it doesn't matter. They're not like. It's 5 versus 5 in the reenactment.
Yeah, but now it's what 1,500 versus what was the numbers?
15,000 is the Spetsnaz. 4,500 is the Green Berets.
Okay.
I don't know why that matters. It was just on here.
Wait. So the. Oh, but they're not saying this is 15,000 versus 45.
No, it's 5 versus 5.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 5 versus 5. So some of the weapons. I mean, these are just again. Guns. Green Beret has a Beretta pistol, Mossberg shotgun, M4A1 carbine, rifle, grenade, and an E-tool. I don't even know what that is. Spetsnaz has a pistol, shotgun, carbine, rifle, grenade, and a ballistic knife.
Dude, this Spetsnaz pulls some shit. My buddy, I know a guy who's friends with one of these guys, and he works with one of these guys, and he was telling me stories about this guy saying that they would go to, like, Chechnya and, like, tie up terrorists and shit as, like, shields. Or, no, the terrorists would tie up their guys as shields and start shooting at them. And so they would go in there and they, like, drop people from helicopters and all this fucked up shit. Like,
wait,
it's like special forces. These are
the Spetsnaz would do this to people?
Yeah, the Russians. So they had that war in Chechnya and Afghanistan. And,
yeah.
And, like, they were just brutal as shit. Like, you know, United States, we go in and we try to win hearts and minds
right,
and crap.
Right,
they just
right.
kill motherfuckers. And
yeah, Russia doesn't fuck around.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. So, I don't know.
But Green Berets, man.
No, that's what I'm about to say. Like, I fuck
you're
you know Russia, Israel. Who else is has badass special forces? Britain. Fuck all these motherfuckers. I'm going. Although the Green Berets aren't as badass as the SEALs and the Marine Recon.
Gotta talk shit about America.
No. I'm saying we're badass. We beat them all. So I'm going American. I don't think this show has the courage to go against the United States. So
USA, USA. No, you're wrong.
Are you fucking serious?
It's the Spetsnaz.
Oh my fucking god.
Yeah, they're dropping them out of helicopters and shit. No, I mean they just had a fight. They just fucking.
So I'm 0-6.
You are 0-6. He at the end.
Holy shit! I thought for sure there's this fucking piece of shit show.
Nah, man. And you know I can't even really tell you why they won. They were just shooting at each other. They jumped out and got shot and shit. And then at the end he yells, "Yeah, Spetsnaz. No one will ever defeat us."
Well,
that's it.
Fucking
there
shit.
You go.
According to this show, he's right.
You're You're going to have to turn in your PhD, dude.
This is fucking awesome.
You fucking suck. So we got two more.
That's it?
Okay. Two more.
Yeah, so I got to get more.
No, three more.
Okay.
All right, so you got to get, what are you, 0-6?
0-6.
God damn. All right, so the next one. This one got a little bit back on track. Okay. Shaolin monk versus a Maori warrior. Is that how
okay,
you say
badass.
Maori.
Yeah.
Maori.
Maori, I think is.
Maori.
Yep.
Yeah. So the Shaolin monk is 5'7", 145. The Maori.
Think.
I'm just going to say Maori. I think it's Maori. I knew a girl from New Zealand, and she said it was Maori. But she also pronounced pasta. So I don't know if...
How does she pronounce aluminum?
Aluminium.
Fuck that. No, we're going Maori.
And she would always say, like, we'd play Xbox, and she'd say, like, I'm going to bead.
Oh, God.
Like,
yeah,
I'm bed. She's like, my heed got hit.
Whatever. Let's give her Maori, but she tell her she's Maori. Fucking wrong on aluminum.
Aluminium. Yeah. Yeah, no, she was definitely wrong. And she sucked at the game, so. Anyway,
But what, you, what she that? Wanted you to go to New Zealand, and you turned
she
her down.
She did want me to go to New Zealand.
Because you're a fucking idiot, dude. That'd be so awesome.
New Zealand would have been cool, but yeah. Then
you,
I'd have
you screwed
to,
it up somehow, didn't you?
I did. That was my foreign farm, and it just...
Dried up.
Dried
there was
up.
A boll weevil.
there was a drought out in New Zealand, and it shriveled up. What are we talking about? Okay, yeah, the Maori, 5'9", 180. The monk has Imi piercers, which are like little... These are pretty crazy. I looked them up. They're these metal rods that have like a ring on them. Like mm-hmm. you have them on your ring finger, and they come out from... like your forearm and kind of
like
protrude
Wolverine?
Out. Yeah.
Okay.
So he has two of them. You have your staff, just your basic stick. Your twin hooks, which are swords with like, they're like swords with kind of bladed handles. And then a whip chain, which is just a bunch of metal rods kind of chained together.
Okay. That you sounds like it'd be badass, but I bet it'd be completely ineffective in a real...
Probably,
combat, yeah.
probably. I look at a lot of badass. These, and they sound kind of fucking dumb. But I don't know. I guess back in the day, it was like innovative or some shit. I don't really know. So the Maori has a it's called a mirror, which it's a blade. It looks kind of like a beaver tail, but it's a big blade.
No, that's okay.
Mirror, M-E-R-E.
Like a reflection. Okay, I got it.
Huh?
Like you see yourself in it.
Not mirror.
Oh, okay.
Mirror. M-E-R-E. Okay. Mirror. All right. God.
That would have been funny if I delivered that better. Anyway, God. Keep going.
A taihi. It's just a staff, wood or bone. Stingray spear, which is a spear, and a shark tooth club.
So they have steel. The first thing's made of metal?
I don't know if that one was made of metal.
I don't think they had iron
it might not
or whatever.
Have. The spears, I know, were like wooden spears hardened by fire.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it.
These dudes, like that's another group. They got guns pretty quick, but yeah, they didn't have iron then. So let's see. So how big is the monk?
The monk is 5'7", 145.
Okay.
And the warrior is 5'9", 180.
All right. So I think the monk, the Shaolin monk stuff. I think a lot of that's bunk. I don't think it works very well. I could be wrong. And there's some other bullshit I remember reading that they don't train as much as we think they do. But again, he's got steel stuff, and he's going steel against wood and bone and crap like that.
Will it influence your decision at all if I tell you that the Shaolin monk hears loud noises and finds the Maori warrior performing the haka?
What is that dance or some shit? Okay. So the Shaolin monk surprises the Maori warrior, and he's apparently upset.
He's like out in a field, and then he hears this haka going on, and he's like, oh, my God.
I got to fight whoever's doing this strange dance.
Yeah.
So that he's angry about the dance. I'm still going to go with Maori warrior, because those dudes fought a lot.
The Maori warrior?
Yep.
Ah, man, you finally broke the streak.
I kind of didn't want to.
No,
I didn't
kidding.
Want to.
You actually fucking lost.
Are you serious?
The monk.
Oh, my fucking God.
It's
0-7.
0-7.
Oh, my God. That is... I mean, this the chances of this, 50% odds here.
Yeah, you're pretty fucking bad at this.
Holy
dude.
Fucking
I didn't
shit.
Think you'd be this bad. Every once in a while, like...
Oh, like, yeah, I figured I'd go 50-50, just
I mean,
by chance.
Some of these are pretty obvious. Like, the... Well, I mean, the pirate has all these fucking guns. Like, that one should be obvious.
But he's shooting it... It's shooting an inaccurate weapon at armor that it can't get through this armor. It's a shitty ass weapon. I'm assuming he's used 1600s, early.
Yeah,
1500s.
But I mean, if you have a blunderbuss, four pistols, and a grenade,
you mentioned
how are you
the
gonna
four
root
pistols
against
that guy? After I made the choice.
Yeah, true, but you should have assumed he's a pirate.
No, fuck that. he doesn't have any cardio. He's gonna get
you
tired.
Need cardio. You got guns,
and you gotta reload that shit. I don't
That's
know.
Why
if
he's got four.
With it. But who? I didn't know they were loaded, so I thought he was going to be loading it.
Oh, my God. Who goes into a battle with a knight with unloaded pistols?
Lee, I didn't know that. I thought they were just thrown in. I thought they just appeared in time.
Nah, man. They're just out in fields, like, training and doing hakas and stuff.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, fuck that.
All right. This next one is... This one's the only one they did like this in season one, but it's two people specifically.
Okay.
It's William Wallace versus Shaka Zulu.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, so obviously William Wallace, the Scottish knight who fought for Scottish independence, and then Shaka Zulu is a, I guess, a Zulu monarch of the Zulu kingdom.
Yep.
Some great
I think that
warrior,
was
dude.
The late 1800s was his big deal. I could be completely wrong. I don't know much about after.
He's 1787 to 1828. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So William Wallace is... Well, you know what? They don't have his, like, statistics here. They don't have his height.
We don't know
weight.
Anything about him.
Oh,
we just, like, have a poem or two on him.
All right, well, then
let's
I'll just
assume he's
you,
Mel Gibson.
Well, just, yeah, Mel Gibson versus, like, a black guy.
That's going to be the thing. It's a little more descriptive than that. An African warrior, I think they had a couple guns down there, but they didn't have,
So, like, Denzel Washington?
What the fucking shit. Anyway, so they had guns, and they had a steel and crap, I assume.
Okay.
But I don't... All right, give me what all the right. fucking weapon.
So
are.
William Wallace has his war hammer, claymore, which is just a big sword, ball and chain, and a targe and dirk, which is a little shield and a small sword.
Okay.
Zulu, Shaka Zulu, has a Zulu axe, which is an axe, an ikawa, which is a spear, a iwisa, a knobbed club, and then it had on here, Spit of Poison is what it was called.
Oh, weird, okay.
And I clicked Spit of Poison to find out more information, and it just redirected me to the page for blindness, the Wikipedia page for blindness. Mm. And I did, like, the Control F and looked for Spit of Poison, but nothing was there. So I think they just made that up and just put it on there. Because there's no historical, I guess, evidence for something called Spit of Poison.
Somebody just spits poison, like you put poison and they spit at people's face or something.
I mean, I guess, but you would think
your mouth and
you would think that it, I don't know, there'd be something about it. But anyway, so maybe he spits poison.
Okay.
I don't know. He could or he couldn't.
Okay.
So what do you think? Mel Gibson versus poison-splitting black guy.
Since he doesn't have the guns and shit that I think that the Zulu had at that time, you got to go, and I know the claymore's an inefficient weapon, but it seems like you get... Like 5 feet away, you swing that down. Fuck it, I'm going to lose. Let's go William Wallace.
You go William Wallace?
Yeah.
Even throughout the spit of poison?
But that's not a real thing. I thought he said that wasn't a real thing.
I mean, it could be.
But then we don't know what it is. So, like...
I mean, it's the ones you don't see coming. They're the ones
I'm going William
you.
Wallace.
I really wanted you to change your answer.
Okay. Yeah,
it's William Wallace.
Boy, I'm the history expert, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. You watch Braveheart. And you think you fucking know everything.
Braveheart's full of shit, too, by the way. But
Is it?
Yeah, like William Wallace. Like, the guy Robert the Bruce was more heroic. But there's a lot of... Then he portrayed in the movie, and he did a lot more cool stuff than William Wallace. But, yeah, there's... Essentially, they made up a story just from really a very few sources. They think he was real, but then they kind of just filled in the blank. He didn't sleep with a princess or any of that,
oh,
that crap.
But that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Why are you ruining my childhood?
I don't know, but he did beat a Zulu warrior in battle.
He did beat a Zulu
warrior. That's 100%
true. All right, last one here. And this is the one that, like, I don't even know, man. I didn't even want to do this one because it's fucking dumb. There was, like, two more episodes after this episode, but they were...
This is it. There was only one
season.
Yeah,
this is the last one. Well, no, there's more seasons.
Okay.
But this is season one. But season one had, like, two more episodes where it's, like, back for blood. They're, like, these special episodes where they bring back old warriors and stuff. But I saw this one, and I got pissed off, and so I just stopped
after
this one.
Okay.
It's an IRA versus Taliban.
Oh, God.
Like, what is this even?
I don't know, man.
I mean, so, I don't know, man. And the IRA, so they have a slingshot, a flamethrower, a machine gun, and a nail bomb. So these are basically like...
Yeah. And then what does the Taliban have?
A bayonet, a rocket launcher, an assault rifle, and a PMN mine.
Man, dude, this is one...
Fucking,
this is one I'd have to make on like a... I wish they would have said... who's the Lion of Pangaea? The guys that were fighting against the Taliban that were armed the same or was fighting against the Russians. Mujahideen or something. Was that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Mujahideen. I wish they'd put it there because then I wouldn't have like this moral weird thing there. But
Yeah, you can't vote for the Taliban. No
you way. Can't vote
You're
for the Taliban.
Un-American.
Fuck, man. But I think that they beat the... If I did vote for them, it'd be voting for... But the Taliban... Fuck, man.
I know, man.
Let's go IRA. But IRA. I mean, IRA, it's not like they're the nicest guys, but I guess they're better.
But they're not the Taliban, I guess.
Let's go IRA.
So, yeah, it was IRA.
All right.
You went on a 2-win streak.
Yep. So I pretty much came out a winner because I won the last two.
So basically, like, these guys just blow each other up with bombs. Like, he opens a door and there's just a bomb.
Yeah.
Which I don't fucking, like, I don't quite understand.
The logic behind
that. Yeah, I don't really understand how it could be, like, historically, I don't fucking know.
So, what we learned is The Deadliest Warrior is a stupid-ass show.
It's fucking terrible. And there were, like, 4 seasons of it, too.
So should we do this again, or is it so ridiculous that...
I don't know. I'm going to have to go through and look at some of the actual fights. And if they just go completely off the rails with just stupid shit, like... Crip versus Blood, or like just some gangster versus gangster, or like dude with gun, dude with bigger gun, then it's just
Inuit
fucking
person
hard.
Versus.
And you know what's crazy about the show is like they started out okay, like Apache versus Gladiator and shit like that, and then they so quickly like just jumped to random shit. It's not like they ran out of stuff.
No. Like a very minute amount of research I mean, that helped you.
There's so much more out there.
Yeah.
And they're just like, nah, man, let's just fucking get this guy. So, I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see. If people want more bullshit,
we'll
do
that.
More. But if they don't, I completely understand.
I was going to do some bullshit. I was going to talk about fights in Congress since we have all this political bullshit. I don't know if you want to hear this crap from me, but I was going to go back and look at all this history from, you know, the 1700s until, you know, the 1900s with people just punching the shit out of each other in the United States Congress.
Yeah.
I don't know if people want to hear it, but and also I think it's probably too late to do it for this episode, but maybe we'll do that next week or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If people want to, I don't know if talking about presidential elections would fit into a combat podcast, but if people want to do that, we can do that too, or we come up with some other bullshit to talk about.
What do you mean talking about presidential elections?
Like, everybody, every fucking presidential election, they're like, oh, this shit's dirty, or oh, shit, this motherfuckers are going, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, oh, shit, this is something that's new to now. All this fucking shit you see today, well, not exactly. It's kind of fucking weird election, but
yeah.
A lot of times you see the same fucking themes before, like, you know, people accusing somebody of being born outside of the United States, people accusing people being, you know, instead of Muslim, it was Catholic back in the day and all this shit.
One of my favorite quotes from Gangs of New York, you've seen Gangs of New York, is they're doing the election, and they're in the 5 points, and it's one of the American dudes, and he's like, and I'm trying to protect this country from the potato eaters, like those guys over there. And he just points to a crowd of Irish people. I was like, God damn. Like,
yeah.
You could, you know, at least nowadays they have a little more subtlety. But
no, dude, I mean, well, yeah, a little bit more. So maybe we'll do some of that bullshit next time. But, you know, and if you guys like the Deadliest Warriors, just ridiculous bullshit, we'll do that again, too.
Dumb.
So
I don't know, man. People seem to like just the random shit, so whatever you guys want.
Okay. You got anything else?
Nah, man, that's it.
Okay.